Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
You never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
I disagreed.
This is CNN.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
I am completely confused as to why it turned from Bernie Sanders saying I didn't say it to Elizabeth Warren being asked, what did you think when he said it? I mean, it's bizarre.
It was.
What the heck happened there?
I don't believe that Bernie said that. I really don't. She said that Bernie stated strongly that a woman can't win for president. A woman can win for president. Fortunately, it
isn't. Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Mayor Buttigieg, is it possible that black voters have gotten to know you and have simply decided to choose another candidate?
The black voters who know me best are supporting me. It's why I have the most support in South Bend.
I thought his answer was terrible, basically saying the black people of South Bend like me is sort of like me saying I'm the favorite Jason of my parents. I mean, so what? Of course I am. They only have one.
If any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case.
Well, that's something we can all agree on, right?
Unchained and unstoppable.
They're saying, was the attack imminent? Does the fact that he's killed hundreds of thousands of people, that doesn't matter. Was the attack imminent? And by the way, he was in a country he wasn't allowed to be in. And he was there with the head of Hezbollah, and they were talking about, like Hillary Clinton, they were talking about weddings and working out.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Wow, we're deeply honored today that she's taken out from her busy schedule of trying to frame the President of the United States. Nancy Pelosi has come here to visit the studio and to pass out pens to all the VIPs here today.
It's what I always say, Howie. E pluribus unum. What's that about? Hmm?
I know it's a very prayerful moment for you, isn't it, Madam Speaker?
I pray for the President of the United States. I pray for him every day. It's a solemn day.
That's why you wear black. Right? Black.
Right.
Trump 2020. Grace is back in the studio. This is a day that you'll always remember. It's like 9/11 or... For those of us who are older, the Kennedy assassination, you know, we always remember where you were. And today, this is a day Grace will always remember. Not because the president was officially, the articles were sent over to the Senate, not because of the phase one of the China-U.S. trade deal. The reason Grace will always remember where she was this day is because this is the day they announced the closing of the top of the hub. Well, I didn't know you had this morbid attraction to the overrated.
Of course you didn't know. You never asked. You never bothered to ask. I used to go to the top of the hub with my aunt and my cousin all the time, and we get the cookie platter with creme fraiche. That's basically like whipped cream.
Yeah, what is creme fraiche?
For the unsophisticated out there.
Is it like, is creme fraiche anything like Letty Whip?
Yes.
That's it's exactly like, what it is.
It's like Cool Whip. It's Cool Whip, but for the posh people.
It's French, Letty Whip.
And they weren't just cookies. They weren't, you know, Chips Ahoy or whatever you eat on your days off. They were warm.
I eat Hydrox. It's a little cheaper than Oreos.
They were freshly baked, delicious cookies with powdered sugar on top. And of you.
Well, I like that. I like powdered sugar.
Of you, you cannot be.
But not as much as Hunter Biden likes powdered sugar. But he may think it's something else.
I just want to say that this is not the first. The Whiskey Priest closed. This one's a little bit more obscure, but America Joe's at the South Shore Plaza closed a few years ago. It's been a rough couple years for me.
That's because the Sarkis has sold it, and they unloaded the places that weren't making money.
But that That becomes my problem. That's my cross to bear. Where am I supposed to get my bread and my delicious butter?
What about Doyle's in Jamaica Plain? F.J. Doyle's. That was the place. That was one of the few places you could get Pickwick Ale, and you could and above would be the Rattler, the Orange Line, before they tore down the Elevated Line. That went out this year.
I know. I know. What's happening?
What about the No Name?
The No Name. I actually had never heard of that, but it went under.
The No Name used to be a big place in the, it was open for 100 years. I mean, it lasted four generations. A restaurant is very fortunate if it lasts for two generations. They kept it going for four generations, but it was good because they had no liquor license, so you'd just stand in line and you'd bring your own wine and beer into the place. And you know what? There was always plenty of parking. But then it was down on the, it was in the Seaport District, so guess what? There was no more parking.
Right, so they got
a liquor license, so you couldn't even get the so you couldn't get the beer cheap. And one thing about the No Name, and I just brought you in, Grace, because I thought we should mention all these restaurants going out of business. How is it that the No Name, when they filed for bankruptcy, they owed all this money to Massport for the lease? I think $93,000, and they owed $700,000 in real estate taxes to the city of Boston. I mean, you would think they either owe back lease or they owe real estate taxes, but they owed both. I don't get it.
Nobody gets it. This stuff doesn't make any sense. Anyone who's been to the, what I like to call TOH, top of the hub, is going to be
baffled. When was the last
right
time? See, here's the question you always ask about all these restaurants that went out of business, or even bars like Doyle's. When was the last time you were there?
I would say a solid 5 years. But I remember it was yesterday. Oh, and speaking of liquor licenses, I don't want to go off track here, but can I give everyone out there an update?
Yes, on your favorite convenience store.
Yes, there's a convenience store down the street from me. They wanted to get a beer and wine license. I became their, what would you say, patron saint of wine?
Yes. You're a poster gal.
And I started really, really going at it for them. I was going to City Hall. I was fighting the good fight. And the word came in, they got a liquor license. So I will be able to walk just a couple steps to get my wine.
Someone says No Name equals overrated. Well, I think it was overrated the last few years. It kind of went downhill. But again, it was four generations. So it was time for it to be overrated. And then someone says, what about the chicken bone? That's where Uncle Omar, that's from Framingham. That's out in my neck of the woods.
Oh.
That's where Uncle Omar used to like to get hammered. Stop the hammering, Uncle Omar. Stop driving drunk after you've been at the Chicken Bone for 17 hours.
But I should tell people, the top of the hub will be open until April 18th.
Have you guys ever been to the Wellesley people in here tonight? Have you ever been to the Chicken Bone?
No.
You didn't miss a thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, now I understand why they went out of business. Well, you have till April 18th to go to the top of the hub and get the cookie plate.
But can I tell the organized crime story?
Oh, yes. This is how Howie knows TOH.
This is where Deb Davis got her death warrant signed. It was her birthday, and Stevie Fleming, her boyfriend, was taking her out to the top of the hub for a big night out. And, you know, he wasn't exactly the best boyfriend in the world for many reasons.
Understatement of the year.
So he gets a call on his pager, I guess, because there were no cell phones, a pager. And so he goes and he responds, says, I got to leave. She says, what are you leaving for now? And he says, I got to go meet Whitey. And she says, you're always leaving to go meet Whitey. And he's really angry that she's giving him, you know, hot tongue and cold shoulder on her birthday after he took her to TOH.
Probably got the cookie platter. Let's keep that in mind.
And so he says, you know I have to go. You know why I have to go? Because we got an FBI agent on the pad by the name of Zip Connolly. And that's when he let the cat out of the bag. And then he told Whitey that he had, and Whitey went crazy that he told the girlfriend that they had an FBI agent. And pretty soon Deb Davis was sleeping with the fishes. That was her last trip to the TOH. So it could have worked out worse for you, Grace.
That's true. Yeah, you're right about that.
Not every date worked out for the best.
Howie, where could people go to learn more about this? Deb Davis and Stevie Fleming and all these people. It seems like there has to be some sort of place where they could listen and...
They can go to a podcast.
Oh, any podcast?
Dirty Rats podcast.
Oh, Dirty Rats. Dirty Rats, yes. Podcast.
Wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast, you can hear. Or you can go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store and buy say, Ratman, for instance. As an example, or you could go to Amazon and buy Brothers Bulger or Hitman.
Howie, what was
New York Times bestsellers?
What was that disease or that the sickness that Jane Fonda was talking about, where young people had to skip work because they have
extinction illness?
Well, I'm gonna have extinction illness tomorrow around 4 o'clock because I have to go get the cookie platter. So. It's going to hit me, I think, later in the day.
The cookie platter?
Yeah.
Oh, TOA.
Is that okay?
Maybe.
As long as you come back.
Jay from Chelsea says, you know, we're not just talking about Boston and Framingham. What about the hilltop in Saugus, where the plastic cows live?
Is the big sign still there? Didn't they keep that there for a while?
I think they did. I don't know. I haven't been up there lately. I don't know if the sign is still there or not. The hilltop had steak, not as good as we had earlier today from Butcher Box, but they had decent steaks, and they kept you waiting too. But unlike the no name, you didn't bring in your own stuff. You had to buy the drinks at the hilltop, but they poured very heavy.
So, ooh, sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah. So this is there are a lot of the old time places are gone. But again, I'll bet Jay hadn't been to the hilltop, you know, for years before it was closed. I know I hadn't been in a long time.
Are you trying to say that we should be blaming ourselves? Because that's how I feel now. Like, it's my fault the Top of the Hub went under because I haven't been there in, what, 5 or 6 years? What, am I supposed to go every year? It's expensive.
I told you, Grace, though, that all those restaurants at the top of buildings, they're always overrated. They all get by on the view.
Yeah.
I think that's a nationwide, maybe even a worldwide phenomenon.
I would agree.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Speaker. SimpliSafe Home Security is like getting commercial grade enterprise level security, but for your own home. Think about the security Fortune 500 companies use. They need to know police are going to be on the scene immediately. This is exactly the kind of security you get with SimpliSafe for your home, apartment, or business. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe uses real video evidence to give the police an eyewitness account of the crime. And that means police dispatch up to 3.5 times faster than for a normal burglar alarm. With SimpliSafe, you get comprehensive protection for your home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, SimpliSafe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set up your system yourself with no tools needed, or SimpliSafe's experts can do it for you. And it only costs 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to SimpliSafeHowie.com today to get free shipping on your order plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's SimpliSafeHowie.com to save on your home security today. SimpliSafeHowie.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. Go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I trusted Perfect Smiles with my smile, and so did the mailroom manager. PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
We're asking it again. Which network is more despicable, CNN or MSNBC?
I'm going with CNN.
33% say MSNBC is more despicable.
All right. We have an update on the pens that Nancy Pelosi was passing out. They were emblazoned with her name on the pens. That's how somber and prayerful a moment it was. They did everything but light up cigars like it was the LSU locker room
and
after
the
victory on Monday night.
She posed for pictures with the pens, too.
I'm going to pose with a picture now. This is a, I don't even know where this pen came from. Someone must have given
just,
it to
just
me.
Just flip it and it'll be worth something.
Howie Carr Show Enterprises, LLC. And then it's got my phone number on it. And here I am flipping it. And see, this is a bit more valuable pen than Nancy Pelosi's pen because you can take off the cap and then there's a light on it. So if you're in a darkened restaurant, you don't have to use your phone. You can use the pen to read the menu.
Like a seafood restaurant that just opened?
That's exactly right. Yes. Yes, a seafood in the Navy Yard, in the Washington Navy Yard. Yeah, someone mentions the Scotch and Sirloin on North Washington Street. That was up on the seventh floor of an old building. That was a good restaurant.
That sounds like my kind of restaurant.
Oh, that was a good place. You know who hung out there? The Celtics hung out there. I used to see Dave Cowens at that restaurant. You know why I like to go there? I knew the bartenders. I used to work with them in Maine. It's always nice when you can know the bartenders. You know, even if you're not making a lot of money, it can be an economical visit to the fashionable location. But it went out of that's been gone a long time too. 844-500-4242. Is the Spinnaker in Cambridge still open? I don't think so. I'm not sure. Someone, Uber Jason mentions Durgan Park. Indian pudding was so good. Uber Jason, I didn't know you were that old. You know, I mean, that Durgan Park is one of those restaurants that nobody I know has been to in like 20 or 30 years. 844-500. I feel bad for all these people that, you know, have lost their jobs. They worked at these places for all these years. But I mean, a lot of the restaurants really did kind of go downhill. It's the nature of the business, you know. I mean, a restaurant, you got to keep your you got to keep your hand in it every day. A restaurant can go downhill pretty quick. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Just to hit back on impeachment. I've been wondering throughout this whole process when Comrade Vindman is going to get court-martialed for his obvious insubordination, but also his treason. There was no crime committed,
right?
And he basically admitted to in his testimony that he didn't agree with the way Trump was going about it. He was, you know, breaking protocol, which upset all the bureaucrats that were working in Ukraine. And also, didn't he admit to advising the Ukrainian diplomats to ignore the president's
I don't know directive? If he went that far, but it was pretty clear that he was the guy who tipped off the so-called whistleblower. But again, well, you're right. What was he tipping him off to? He admitted there was nothing untoward in that call, except that he didn't agree with the way it was being handled. I mean, where does a lieutenant colonel get to overrule the president of the United States? For that matter, where does an ambassador get to overrule the president of the United States? You know, it's ridiculous.
That's insubordination.
Yeah, I know. This whole thing is preposterous. I mean, that's why no one is really like paying much attention to this thing, because it is so ridiculous. And the fact that she's making a big deal out of it and passing out these pens that are, you know, have her name on it. I mean, how absurd is that? I remember thinking when Lyndon Johnson was signing big legislation back in the 60s, how ridiculous it was. I mean, I don't think anybody ever did that before LBJ. And it was probably one of these things that probably should have expired as a custom when he left office back in, 69? It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Nick. Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Emperor Howie, how are you? Long time you not chat with you, no.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
And Princess Grace, awesome. So, anyways, the top of the hub, I can't believe it's closing, Howie.
Really? Did you ever see Stevie and Debbie there?
No, because I went there after 9/11. I'm born on 9/11. I was supposed to be in New York on 9/11 on that day. It got canceled.
Yeah.
And I went up the top of the heaven. I sat there and I thought of those victims of 9/11. It broke my heart. You know, and I thought, I'm crazy. I'm sitting at the top of the biggest building in Boston, but we're having a great time in Boston. Howie, tell me something. What's the best delicatessen in Boston since you're so up on the food?
What's the best restaurant? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just know the places I go, but they wouldn't make the top 10 list. I'm Howie Carr.
This is for my listeners who are still suffering from hair loss and thinning hair. I recently met up with the doctors at New England Center for Hair Restoration, and I...
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hey, thanks to the VIPs, they brought me some nice birthday gifts, some Thin Mints, Girl Scout cookies. Always great to get Girl Scout cookies, some honey from New Hampshire, and a pen, a special pen. This is a big night for pens. Nancy Pelosi pens, BU pens, and of course the Howie Carr pen with the light on it. I've got the only one that has a light on it. Her pens don't have lights on them. Mine, though. All right. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And it's that time of the month. We're joined by Bill Papa George from the Car Guys, and he's here to answer any of your questions about cars. And this is a good time if you have any questions about your vehicles, or whether it's time to get a new vehicle, or you're having a problem with your car in the winter months. It hasn't been a terrible winter yet, I don't think.
No,
but
not really.
But you know, it's still tough. If we get snow, they put salt down, and salt is horrible for the undersides of cars, obviously.
Yeah, we've had a lot of black ice situations too.
Yeah.
Recently, people going off the road.
So is this a slow time of the year for you, Bill, or not?
It's a little bit slower than it normally would be.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. It's right after Christmas, but it usually picks up by the third week in January.
Right. But it's a good time to even start looking around, to start getting ready for the for this. It's like getting your house ready to sell, right? You start putting it. The spring sales sneak up on you, and so you want to get everything done. So now's the time to start looking and trying to decide what you want to get in the spring, after when the weather gets better.
Right, unless your car breaks, in which case you need it right away.
Right, exactly.
And then you can call me.
Yeah, like for instance, down in Florida, we have this old Lexus. It doesn't have many miles on it, but it's 13 years old, and the computer screen went on it. And I just couldn't believe how I was surprised how expensive it is. Yep. First of all, it took them 2 weeks to get a new computer screen, and it was going to cost $2,000.
Wow. Did you do it already?
I'm going to get it done already. I'm going to get it done. Ordering it. Why?
Well, we can fix that screen.
But it's in Florida, see. That's the thing. We're not bringing the car back up.
I still might be able to fix it. We'll talk afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. I'd like to save some money, but I mean, the thing is, I don't know what to do. You can drive the car without the computer screen, but still it's a pain, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you have to have it because it has everything in it. It's got your navigation. It's got your heating and air conditioning component and the radio too, right?
No, it's not the radio.
Oh, the radio separate?
The radio. It's an old car, you know, but
I remember that car.
Yeah, it's in really good shape. So we're not going to get rid of it, but still, it's very surprising how much money those screens cost. But again, that's the new tech, and
we have a guy that we send them out to in Arizona. We just send the piece out, you know, UPS, and then he'll send it right back to us, all fixed.
He can fix it?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, I wish I'd have known that.
That's okay.
That's interesting.
We can talk later.
Okay, yeah. If whatever questions you have about your cars or about vehicles in general, or if you're looking for a car for the spring, 844-500-4242. That's our number. And Bill, what's your number if people want to call you directly?
Mine's very easy. 800-300-4600.
800-300-4600. And you can, if you're listening to the show, not live, but on a podcast or streaming later on in the evening or tomorrow or on Thursday, you can just call this number at any hour of the day or night, and Bill will answer it. 800-300-4600.
Right, exactly.
And so
hopefully they don't call me at 3 a.m. but sometimes they do.
It really? Okay.
Yeah, but usually I'm sleeping, so I catch it in the morning and Catch up with them.
Well, you know, with the internet, we do morning drive in Jakarta, so that's when you may be getting your calls from Indonesia. So how do you pick a car or how do people go about it? They call you up and they tell you what they want, what their budget is,
right?
And you could just make, model, even the color of the car, right?
Yeah, a lot of times we can get right down to the color in the interior and the options.
Yeah.
And so forth. But, you know, we usually go to the big sale that they have down in Pennsylvania. It's a dealer auction only. So the consumers don't really have access to that inventory unless they, you know, utilize a dealer like myself to do that. And when we're looking at them, it's a great process because, you know, they have got these really great condition reports where they tell you everything about the exterior, the interior, the mechanicals, and then they grade the cars from 0 to 5.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to get the cleanest ones, the cream of the crop instead of the cream of the crap.
And there's so many cars that you have a pretty good chance of getting them on the first go around.
Yeah, well, you know, they usually have like 10,000 to choose from on any given Friday. And on a Thursday, they have the Highline sale, so they'll have, you know, Mercedes, Lexus, BMW, et cetera.
Really?
And the super Highlines, too, like Bentley and Rolls-Royce and Aston Martin and Ferrari, Maserati. I mean,
really?
You can get anything pretty much, yeah.
So someone says, you cheap bastard, have Bill get you a new car. I don't need a new car, though. It's 12 years old, but it's only got like 30,000 miles on it. I don't need a new car right now.
No. No, that car will last you a long time.
Even for $2,000, I mean, it's better than getting a new car.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's a Lexus, too.
Right.
They don't break. So, I mean, other than that screen, you know, pretty much you haven't had any mechanical problems with that car.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I haven't. Yeah. And can Bill help with the purchase of a new car even if I have a trade? Can you handle a trade?
Oh, yeah. We take trades all the time. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. So that's not a problem. So you'll take the trade. Just call him at 800-300-4600. Whatever your question is about cars, whether you got a knock in the engine or you just need a new car, or you want to know how much or what his recommendation is for a new vehicle, give us a call at 800-844-500-4242 or call Bill directly at 800-300-4600. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Papa George from the Car Guys. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Robert.
Hello. Bill, I have a question.
Okay.
I own a 2008 Impala. It's about 73,000 miles.
Okay.
And my problem lies, I think, within the HVAC system.
Okay.
When I, the defroster seems to work no problem, but if I put it on any other setting, all of a sudden this heavy, you know, you can tell it's a dense vapor pours out and accumulates into fog onto the windshield and even the side windows.
Well, one thing that it could be is your heater core could be leaking inside the car. Does it smell like antifreeze at all?
Exhaust work done on the car today, and they're exhaust guys, and I talked about it with them, and I told them, same thing I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't smell that, you know, that sweet smell. Of
right, the antifreeze coolant. Smell, yep. Mm-hmm.
I never, it's always just like a steamy smell. It's never a coolant smell. I know the difference.
Okay, well then, there could be a couple of different things. One, you could be getting a leak behind your windshield. And it's pretty common. And if that happens, sometimes the water will collect in there. And then when things start to heat up, it's like a steam bath in there, if you know what I mean. So then you're going to get some steam. But
you know, we were just talking about a 13-year-old Lexus. It's okay, you know, if it's got 30,000 miles. An 11-year-old Chevy with 73,000 miles, is it maybe time to start thinking about a new vehicle?
I mean... You might want to think that.
I mean, I know American cars are better built now than they used to be, but still, do they?
Yeah, he can probably fix his. I bet you if you fix that windshield, I bet you that's the problem. There's some water collecting.
You think
collecting.
It's fixable? You think it's fixable?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
If you want to call me after the show, you can, and I'll get into it further with you.
Okay, good luck, Robert. call Bill after the show, 800-300-4600. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Papageorge. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Howie. Hey, I got a 94 Subaru Loyale.
Wow, God bless you.
The original owner. Yeah, it's a nice car. But
25 years old.
It revs, it's only got 48,000 on it. It revs at 4,000 RPM going 65 miles an hour. I'm getting no gas out of it. No mileage. You got any clues?
It's a automatic transmission or standard?
Automatic.
Sounds like your transmission must be going, right? I mean, if it's revving really high and it's not going anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, it probably is.
It shifts fine.
It does. But why do the revs stay up? The revs only stay up that high if the car is not shifting into the following gear, basically, if you want to get technical about it.
Yeah.
So chances are
at 65, it's at four. At 55, it goes down to 3. But there's no overdrive on it.
Right. But see, this clutch is inside the transmission, and so it could be like the clutch pack could be just worn out or whatnot.
I'm sorry to be the doctor death of doctors tonight here, but maybe it's time for a new car. There, isn't it? 25 years.
My God.
No.
Wow.
Well,
God bless you.
Howie, you buy a car. You buy a car.
Wait a minute. We know who the cheap bastard is now. All right, for sure.
Come on. I'm going to get behind that guy on the highway, and I'm going to go, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
Is your car garaged? Do you garage it? Because I can't think that Subaru metal is still there, not rusted out.
I don't know. Brian, good.
Oh, it's not.
Really? Not. Wow. You've got a really great car.
All right, good luck, Brian.
Sounds like a museum piece.
Exactly, yeah. Uber Jason, he's one of our regular listeners. He says he drives an Uber.
Okay.
The potholes are killing my Accord. Can Bill recommend a good SUV that would be good as an Uber car?
Oh, gosh. I mean, potholes are potholes. No matter what you use, you're gonna ruin it. But, I mean, if you're driving a Honda Accord, I mean, you could go to like a CR-V. That would be a great vehicle,
yeah.
You know?
I think he just wants a car he can drive into the ground, basically, an SUV.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
And does
That's what you would recommend?
Yeah, or Toyota RAV4, mm-hmm. something like that.
Can Bill pick up a used Tesla? I don't know. I think you could. Okay.
Yeah, we get them.
Yeah. Bill, how can I get a good salvage title car to rebuild?
I wouldn't do it. It's too much headache today. It really is. The thing is, you've got to take it into the registry and have them, approve everything afterwards, and it's a lot of work.
Really?
Yeah, a ton of work.
Are there a lot of Tahoes available? I'm just reading some questions off of that.
Depends on what year you're looking at, but yeah, there's a lot of late model ones.
Yeah. Wife and I are considering a 2019 Infiniti Q50. Is it a good car, and can he find one?
Yes, we can.
You can find, is it a good car?
Yeah, Infiniti's a great car. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That's the higher end of the Nissan product, basically, yeah. Yep.
Okay, we'll be back. We got full lines here with people want to talk. We'll move a lot of calls when we come back. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it. It's an easily treatable malady, and you shouldn't have to live with it. So you can go to Roman and deal with a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. No awkward visits to the physician sitting in a waiting room, or no awkward visits to the pharmacy to pick up your prescription. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman.
Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Howie for a free visit to get started. GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hanson, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
My car went into passing gear and we took off with Gus. Soon we were doing 90. Must have left him in the dust.
844-500-4242. Bill has taken down some of the numbers from the text line. And if you and he's going to return your calls after the after we're off the air. But if you want to call him after we leave the air, it's 800-300-4600. Bill Papa George, we're going to take some calls now and just on the line. If you have any questions about cars or any kind of automotive questions you might have, Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny. Johnny.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, for taking my call. I have a 2011 Toyota Tacoma truck. The thing's in great shape. I've only got 160,000 miles on it, but I have a recall notice.
Because only 160,000 miles.
That's low mileage for a Tacoma.
You only drive it to church on Sundays. The church is in Michigan.
Come on now. Oh, for the love of God. So, but the bottom line is I have no truck payment. That's the bottom line because trucks, for God's sakes, nowadays. But so the frame, there's a recall on the frames. What are they doing? Like, if I bring it in and they say the frame sucks,
They're going to probably put a new frame under it.
Yeah, I mean, if they send him a letter, I mean, they're going to pick up the tab, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Otherwise it would be the Bunko squad would be calling on them, right?
Right. What they do is they take a hammer, okay, a certain weight hammer, and they start tapping on the frame. And if it looks like it's a little bit loose or it starts to get, you know, spongy in there, then they're going to tell you it needs a frame. They were giving, at one time, 1.5 times Kelley Blue Book for your car. But I think they ran out of dollars, so they decided to put frames in them instead.
So it's definitely behooves him to get the truck in there.
Positively.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, thanks, Johnny.
Any Toyota dealer will look at it for you.
Carl, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Papa George from the Car Guys. Go ahead, Carl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a 2015 GMC Sierra that ran into a light cement light color and just looks like it has problems with the front bumper. And I've taken it to an auto body place, and they wanted $2,000 to fix it. And I've located at an auto salvage place, a $250 bumper. Is that something that you think I can just pop off and pop on? Or
well, it's not just going to... It's a 13, so it's 7 years old, so those bolts have been on there for a long time. It's not going to just pop on and off, and you may have to bring it to a body guy, a local body guy maybe that can help you get it off, and he may have to manipulate the metal a little bit because... If you hit something and it was hit pretty hard, chances are there are some things that moved behind the bumper. Like there's a reinforcement behind there, and there's
if you went to a
things.
Local guy rather than the dealer, how much should he have to pay?
Well, if he can provide his own bumper, if they'll do it for him.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. Call me after the show, and I'll tell you how to do it.
Okay, that's 800-300-4600. Call him after the show then. 844-500-4242 if you want to talk to us. But the big number is, because we're about to leave the air, 800-300-4600. And you're driving back to New Hampshire, but you'll take the calls in the car. And,
yeah,
or
of course.
Tonight, or
yes.
Again, whenever you're listening to the show,
yep.
Just call them.
Absolutely.
Rob, or Marie. Yeah, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Bill. I have a question for you. I have a 2006 Town Car, and I have no problem with the car at all. It runs fantastic, but the light keeps coming on. Battery light keeps coming on. There's no indication of what it is. It just keeps coming on, but the car runs fantastically. It's got 129,000 on it.
The idiot light, in other words. I'm the idiot that it bothers, and so apparently are you, Rob.
But no check engine light or anything like that, right?
No, just the battery light in the lower right-hand corner, and there's a button you can switch to do like a diagnostic test, and I've done that, and nothing's coming up.
It's very possible it could be something simple like a ground or a wire that's, you know, loose someplace. Again, it would have to be something that we'd have to, you know, kind of go through step-by-step process to try to figure out.
Is that worth going into the dealer?
No.
No, okay, yeah,
Definitely
I didn't think it was.
I can give you somebody to go see if you need.
Okay, listen, if you're on the line, hold on, because Bill is going to take your call, okay? So hang on the line, and otherwise call 800-300-4600. I'm Howie Carr.